Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, scientists are constantly racking their brains, wondering what life on other planets, particularly intelligent life, might look like. But it's difficult to know where to start from. A new study carried out in Oxford begins with the premise that life elsewhere developed the way we did, through evolution. On the line is lead researcher Sam Levin. Good afternoon, Sam.
Hi.
Now, your paper, as I understand it, is starting from the position that of using evolutionary theory that there was natural selection on other planets as well. Presumably, natural selection to some degree is contingent upon the conditions upon that planet. And through our universe, there would be planets with wildly differing conditions, I would have thought.
For sure. So it's very possible that that natural selection, you know, well, and very probable that natural selection won't occur on the vast majority of planets. So our point, the sort of argument we make, is that actually it's not saying that natural selection will happen on another planet, just that if there is life there, it's because of natural selection. So natural selection is actually the only way to generate life. You actually need natural selection to get aliens in the first place, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, assuming that the end of that process results in intelligent life, that intelligent life, would it look wildly different from planet to planet, depending on what the atmosphere is like, how much water there is, et cetera, et cetera?
Very importantly, we can't say what evolution will lead to in that specific sense. So, you know, if there are thousands of planets with life, none or a few of them may evolve intelligent life. And if they do, it may look very different from a very sort of superficial perspective. So we can't really say anything about, you know, what color they'll be or whether they'll have legs or eyes or what. So for sure, from a sort of from that kind of physical resemblance perspective, we can't say anything. And in fact, we may be more surprised than we realize in terms of how different they do look.
Is there anything we can infer from taking this approach?
So that's the exciting bit, is that even though, you know, we can't say much about what their sort of physical appearance, we can say a lot about sort of what they're made up of and how they're constructed. So that's what the sort of evolutionary theory approach offers us, is that it gives us a way to kind of predict in a way that is independent of the conditions of the planet, how these aliens kind of evolve over time and what their sort of biological makeup is, so how they're sort of built from the ground up.
Could you give us an example of what you mean by that?
Yeah, so one thing that we sort of show in this paper is that in the same way on Earth, humans and other organisms are a sort of nested collection of parts, aliens will be too. So what I mean by that is that, you know, you are made up of cells, which are made up of nuclei and mitochondria, which are made up of genes. And each one of these was a formerly free living thing. So once upon a time, all living things on Earth were single-celled organisms, and at some point they became multi-celled. So we can actually say that aliens too will be this sort of collection of parts, which is sort of like where each part was once free living on the planet and may still be found free living. And so they will have a sort of, even if their cells look nothing like ours and aren't even, you know, we wouldn't even call cells, they will still have that same sort of construction of parts within parts within parts.
Though, could we go further than that and say they'll probably have organs, or they'll probably have a brain in the way we have a brain?
No, I think we have to be very careful about sort of specific physical features like that, because evolution is unpredictable in that sense. But we can say something about how these parts come together over the lifetime of an alien. So for example, in the same way we go through certain processes in our lives. So, for example, we start life as a single-celled, you know, zygote. That's, you know, all living things, you know, all animals start. And that actually is the mechanism that makes sure all the parts in your body work together, because it's what makes sure all the cells in your body are clones of each other. So although we can't say whether an alien will have a brain or anything like that, we can say that they will go through in their sort of life cycle similar processes to us that make sure all the parts of their body, whatever those parts look like, kind of work together to make the alien organism.
And from that, could we then infer that aliens will probably go through some sort of gestation period?
That's an interesting question. I mean, I think it's from a sort of, that's more of a question about sort of physics and metabolism, is whether there's any way to, you know, you have to start somewhere and end up somewhere else.
Yeah.
If you call that gestation, then yes. But again, I think we may be surprised by how sort of unfamiliar that process is.
Mm. But even given what might be similarities, you'll still possibly end up with beings who don't even breathe air, who perhaps don't even breathe at all.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's what's exciting, is that, you know, there's two different ways that aliens can be similar. One is a sort of the kind of science fiction version of it, where they kind of look like us in that sort of superficial way of having legs and breathing air and talking and having eyes. And I think what we're saying is, well, we certainly can't say that, and they may very well not do any of those things. But actually, on a more fundamental level, they are similar in the sense of having passed through the same kind of evolutionary history of parts coming together and cooperating to make organisms, and having the same basic construction. So that even if it looks wildly different in that physical sense, they're sort of fundamentally similar evolutionary objects. And I think that way in which they're sort of similar to us is more exciting than the sort of they breathe air and have eyes kind of way.
And so that would also imply, of course, that on these planets where this evolution has taken place, there are various forms of life. From single-celled organisms up to, you know, all sorts of other creatures. Could we infer from that there's a kind of an alien version of germs, that they can catch alien colds and illnesses?
It's certainly very common in evolution, you know, that diversity is generated and that you get sort of small things and big things in these sort of arms races. But I think that goes a bit beyond our remit in terms of saying sort of, you know, I think if we call them germs, we might make the mistake of picturing germs like on Earth.
But probably there's small things that may survive by attacking bigger things.
I think it's reasonable. I wouldn't make that prediction with the same sort of conviction I do the others.
Yeah. Sam, thanks very much for speaking with us today. Sam Levin is lead researcher of that study from the University of Oxford. Sam, thank you very much.
That was my pleasure. Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.